Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We are so glad to have you on the line. You are sounding great this morning, giving God all the praise, all the glory for who he is and for his allowing us to come together. Now, as Deacon Carter has pointed out, stirring the pot a little bit this morning, we are all eager to get back into the house of God, be able to hug each other and love on each other, but we're gonna wait a little longer, and we're going to continue to do it this way that God has made available to us. And so we're grateful, even if it's not in person, to be able to get together, to be able to love on each other and tell each other that we miss each other and that kind of thing. And so we're still connected. I want you to understand, and I know you do, but I just want to remind you that the church is not the building. We are the church. We are the church. And so every time we get together, every time we send a letter, every time we send a text message, every time we are together here on Facebook or on this conference call, hey, the church is meeting, and wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's promised to be there in the midst. So we know he is in the midst of us this morning. I just feel like things are opening up, open doors for us are ahead. However long that takes, God is in the business of opening things up for his people, and so we are trusting him to do so. This morning, our own minister, Sylvester Lane, will be opening us up, and so we're going to open up his crackling line. I don't know if you're over there in Nixa or what you are, Sylvester, but a little crackling there, bro. Can you hear me? Woo! Yeah, that's I'm having a lot of difficulty hearing you there. Let's try again. Can you hear me fine, brother?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're very crackly and distorted, I must say. Praise God. Okay. I think he's going to try to call back in maybe on a different line or what have you. So we'll give him a moment to come back in for us. Yeah. In the meantime, as I was saying, we thank God for the opportunity to meet like this. Praise God. We know that he is more than able. And we'll give this another shot.
Can you hear
okay,
me better?
Brother. Oh, yes, so much better, so much better. Thank you. That's perfect. That's perfect. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Well, welcome. Sorry for the little technical difficulty. Had to switch up my phone. I just want to welcome you to service today. So happy to be in your presence with you from a distance, like Mark was saying. Can't wait to be back together, but we just want to make sure we're safe and it's all sorted out. But with that, I wanted to do our scripture today. It's actually coming from 2 Peter chapter 1. In 2 Peter, Peter is talking to the saints. He's actually defending his character. But the overall purpose is he's encouraging them to heed his words versus those of false teachers. He talks about how the word must be heeded by the person of God through the Spirit of the Lord. And our scripture today comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 19. And it goes like this. Sorry. And there we go. It says, And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in dark places until the day of dawn and the morning star rises in your heart, knowing first of all that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For the prophecy was not produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they carried along by the Holy Spirit. And I want to challenge you today that if God has given you a word, if God has told you something and you have tested it with the Spirit and it remains true, that that's the word you should listen to. There are going to be people that come around that think that they are doing good, that they have your best interest in heart. But the fact of the matter is a lot of times they haven't lifted it to the Lord themselves to check the word. So if the Lord has encouraged you, if he has spoken something to your heart, I pray that you take heed of that, that you listen to that, and that you'll be guided by the Spirit in all your decisions. Because just because it hasn't come true yet doesn't mean that it was a lie. Doesn't mean that it's not going to ever happen. It's a now and not yet moment. So take heed of the word. Let that be your encouragement today. Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to meet, Lord, to hear your word, to be encouraged. Lord, we pray that as it gets sunny outside, Lord, that you'll be with those doctors and first responders, Lord, and those scientists, Lord, as they're developing cures and treatments, Lord, and grasping a better understanding of the conditions of our world. Lord, we pray that as a church, Lord, that we're encouraged, Lord, that if there's anybody that needs us, Lord, that we'll reach out to them, Lord, that if they're needing some encouragement, Lord, that we'll take the time to get that encouragement, that you'll move in our spirit with your Spirit, Lord, to call them, to give them the spoken word. And then when we have the opportunity to speak to them, Lord, we pray that you'll give us the words to encourage them. Lord, the words to uplift them, the words for that moment, that time, Lord. Let us get out of our own ways, Lord, and be able to touch your body, Lord, to be able to encourage your people, Lord, and ultimately reflect the character of Jesus Christ in our daily interactions with people. We love you and we thank you. In your glorious and precious name, amen. And our declaration goes like this. It says, today we declare that we believe that through the word of God, we can have what it says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. We believe that through our faith in God and service to him, we are becoming empowered individuals and families who believe doors are opening for us and barriers are being broken. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all.
And increase is coming to us greater than ever before, brother. Don't forget that part. Increase is coming to us greater than ever before. I know that if you're like me at all, God has already done some great things in your life. As you look back over your life and you think things over, each and every one of us on this line has a testimony of the goodness of God, how he has come through, how he has increased us when we were small in strength, small in money, sometimes small in health. He has increased us, and we are believing that God is at work doing exactly that for all of us here at Deliverance Temple, even now, even in this time of sheltering in place and this time of not coming together in groups of more than so many at a time and that kind of thing, that he is still increasing us. And I'm laying claim to that for myself. I'm seeing him increasing me. You know, there are a lot of good things that are happening during this time. And it has, you know, it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we're on our way somewhere, and God is going to make us, you know, I think the scripture in Deuteronomy, I believe it's chapter 1, verse 11, where Moses prays for the people, and he says, may God make you 1,000 times more. And I'm looking for big things. I'm looking for God to really, really do some great things for us, even in this time of relative seclusion. He's going to bring us out in a wealthy place. I do believe it in Jesus' name. In the way of a couple of announcements, and again, as Deacon Carter has stirred things up and got y'all going this morning a little bit, we continue to meet online. We have this service, of course, at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning here on the DTM Morning Worship Conference Call. We also, at 9 a.m. on Facebook, on our DT Live Facebook page, I invite you to join us for Transformation Hour. We've been having a great time there. this month, working our way through a series that I'm calling Characters in Crisis. And even though we're in crisis situations, God is more than able. He's ready and willing to help us through them. And he is doing just that. And then on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m., back again on the DT Live Facebook page, join Minister Regina Rogers for midweek service. She has just been kind of getting loose. She said she was just gonna pray a little bit for the people, but the Lord has been cutting loose with a word every week in addition to a prayer time, and so it has been powerfully rich. Let me remind you that you can get all of the services. Every one of them is available as an audio on our Deliverance Temple Ministries website. That's deliverancetemple.org. Also, the services are available by calling into our replay line. If you don't have that information, get hold of me, and I'd be happy to share that information with you. Even if you're just on a phone and you don't do internet or Facebook or any of that, you can still listen to the services via your phone on our callback number, our replay number. And it's a little lengthy, is why I'm not giving it out here. But do give me a holler or a shout, and I'm happy to help you with that. My number is 987-9939. Probably most of you have that. But I'm happy to give you that replay information so that you can listen back to the services at your convenience. And, of course, it is important during this time to continue giving, and I'm so grateful. Let me just say, on behalf of Bishop, on behalf of the Board of Trustees, on behalf of Pastor Marshall and the Council of Elders, that we are godly proud of Deliverance Temple Ministries for continuing to give right on through this crisis time, right on through this pandemic. And of course, on behalf of our Chief Financial Officer, Sister Tyra Knox, thank you for continuing to give. We've tried to make it as easy as possible for you. We have at least five ways that you can give. If you're online, you can go to our Deliverance Temple website. That's deliverancetemple.org. And just hit the giving tab right there. There you'll find three different ways to give online. You can give by Square, you can give by PayPal, or you can give by Cash App. A lot of you phone users like to do Cash App. I've used that myself as well sometimes to give to Deliverance Temple. In addition, you can, if you're more comfortable giving over the phone, you can call Sister Tyra. She's been gracious enough to give out her number. That is area code 417-827-7721. Again, that's area code 417. Number is 827-7721, and she'd be more than happy to receive your gifts, donations, tithes over the phone, or to instruct you as to how to mail them in if that's your preference. So any of those five ways, we will be happy to receive what you are wanting to give to the church, to the ministry, and continue to be a blessing. We know that there is coming an after these things time. We're not going to be shut up forever. And after these things, we want to be able to hit the ground running. We don't want to be hitting the ground talking about, well, we didn't pay any of the bills during this time, so I don't know what we're going to do. Now, thank God, that's not going to be the case. We're going to be able to hit the ground running because I know God has things for us to do once we come out of this kind of shut-in time that we're in right now. So again, we give God all the praise, all the glory. We are so grateful to him for all that he is doing for us. And without further ado, we're going to move into a time of praise and worship right now. And I invite you to praise and worship right along with our psalmist, Sister Breca Henderson, as she comes with an A and a B selection. We go old school church for y'all. Some of y'all know about that. she will be coming with an A and a B selection at this time. Praise the Lord. Our own songbird and psalmist, Sister Brecca Henderson, praise God for you. Amen, amen, amen. Come right on.
Come on and clap your hands. Come on, tell the Lord that you're all I need. You're all I need. Every breath you breathe through me. You're all I need. Let the rivers flow through me. You're all I need. Every breath you breathe through me. You're all I need. Let the rivers flow through me. You're all I need. 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 Every breath you breathe through me. You're all I need. Let the river flow through me. You're all I need. Every breath you breathe through me. You're all I need. Let the river flow through me. You're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. He said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men to me. You're my closest friend. In you I live and have my being. I want to go closer to thee. He said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men to me. You're my closest friend. In you I live and have my being. I want to draw closer, need to draw closer. I want to draw closer to thee, to thee. You're all I need. Every breath you breathe through me. You're all I need. Let the river flow through me. You're all I need. Every breath you breathe through me. You're all I need. Let the river flow through me. You're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. Oh. You're all I need. the same. We worship and adore you. We bow ourselves before you, giving you the glory that is due your name. Everybody say, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Forever you are the same. We worship and adore you. We bow ourselves before you, giving you the glory that is due your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Forever you are the same. We worship and adore you. We bow ourselves before you, giving you the glory that is due your name. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God. Ooh, we magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God, oh God. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Magnify and glorify the name of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Brecca. Praise the name of Jesus. He is all I need. He's all you need. He's all we need. And if we really get that down in our heart, get that down in our knower, as my sister Linda used to say, get it in your knower that he is all you need. Your response to that truth will be that you glorify his name, that you magnify his name. He is God in the middle of your situation. I'm going to open the line right now, and I ask that we just glorify his name together, that we worship him together. Glorify your name, God. We magnify your name, O God. For there is none like you. There is none with whom to compare you. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glorify your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to praise the Lord. Continue to worship him. He is worthy of the praise this morning. Oh, my God. I hope we really are getting this morning, that this is just not a phone call. This is not just a program, that as we glorify the name of the Lord together, even though we are physically apart, there is no distance in the spirit. There is no distance in prayer and in praise and in worship. And as we are lifting up the name of Jesus together, as we are recognizing and declaring to him that he is all we need, he is moving right now on behalf of your situation, on behalf of your family, on behalf of your condition. He is moving right now. And so, Father, I just thank you right now. I pray, God, for each and every person on this line. I pray, God, that whether it is an illness in the body, an illness in the mind, whether it is a financial condition, whether it is a turmoil in a relationship, a family issue, God, that you would just move right now by your glory, by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and confess this morning that you are all we need, God. That there's no other God but you. You are more than able. You're ready. You're more than ready. You're willing to do this thing, God, for us. So move as only you can, I pray, God. Move as only you can, as your people give you praise, as we magnify your name, as we glorify your name, oh God. Move on behalf of your people today, I pray. Touch bodies, touch pocketbooks and bank accounts, God. Touch relationships. Bring healing and deliverance, for this is the house of deliverance. We give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' mighty name right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this morning we are so grateful once again to be able to join all of you online today. And we have this morning, without further ado, none other than our own bishop coming to bring the word of God this morning. We're so grateful for him and for all that God has done through him for us. And so, Bishop, I hear you a little ticking on your line there this morning, but I know that you are there.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Amen.
Can you hear
Amen.
Me? Can you
I
hear
can
me?
Hear you just fine.
Okay.
I've actually, believe it or not, got two numbers for you here, and I'm not sure which is which. Let me give a little test really super quick. Okay, and...
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect. There we go. We've got the line nice and clear for you, sir. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for another Sunday. Thank God for what he's doing all over the world. Praise God. The Lord has been speaking to my heart. And, you know, we are in a time of crisis now that seems like that everybody is kind of enduring. But, you know, the Bible says all things work together for the good, for them that love the Lord. For them that are called according to his purpose. And sometimes we don't altogether understand what God is doing. But I tell you what, God always knows what he's doing, and he's got our best interests at heart. This morning we're going to go to the book of Joshua in the first chapter, and God was trying to get Joshua to begin to move. And we're going to talk about preparing to move. You know, we've been a long time doing the same thing, you know. And see, right now, the thing that bothers most is what we're going through is not normal. We had a norm that we were doing, and it seems like, you know, working pretty good, but all of a sudden, all the normal things become difficult. There's something different now going on. We don't have we have to get up in the morning, and sometimes we can't go to the job, and we have to stay home, and it seems like it's just a big problem for us. But I want you to know that God has got everything under control. And the Lord brought to my heart in from the first chapter of the book of Joshua, and Brother Mark is going to read for me, starting at verse 1. The Lord said to Joshua that Moses, your friend, your leader, your guide, he's dead. Now, God's getting ready to do something, and he's getting ready to change leadership here. And Moses is dead, and Joshua was standing ready because Moses had gotten him ready and had laid his hands on him. And the Bible said he was full of wisdom and the Spirit of the Lord. So let's go to Joshua 1 and the first verse. We began to read until, praise God, amen.
After the death of Moses, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead.
He's now dead. Then, he's not coming back. He's not coming back. He's dead. Now, we're going to do something
now
else.
Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give to them, to the Israelites.
Oh,
I will give you. I will give you every place.
Yeah, get ready to move. Now we have to prepare to move. We don't like to move because you know it's not normal. We're happy the way we are, and we can stay here in the wilderness from now on. But that was not God's idea. God didn't bring them out of Egypt for them to wander in the wilderness. They've been there for 40 years, and the reason they've been there so long should have taken about 3 weeks, and they've been out of the wilderness into the promised land. But because of doubt and unbelief, when people don't trust God, they're in trouble. Hallelujah. But now we've been here for 40 years. God said, I'm tired of this. I want to move you to the place that I want you to be, and I want you to get ready to move over to the other side. All right?
I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west.
All right, now, he said, I'm going to give you all the land that you put your feet on, but you've got to put your foot down somewhere. And listen, it's not where you are. I want to take you out from the wilderness into the promised land. Now, this is a big move because Moses is not there anymore for him to lean on. Now he has the control, and God said, just listen to me because I'm going to give it to you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to wonder about me because I'm going to, this is yours. I promised it to my friend Abraham, and I'm going to bring you into the land that I have for you today. All right?
Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country, the Mediterranean Sea to the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
What a promise. Nobody will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. So you can be comfortable that I'm going to be with you, and I'm promising you that nobody, I don't care what he looks like, I don't care where he come from, hallelujah, nobody will be able to stand before you because I am for you. All right?
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them.
All right. Now, I want you, now, your situation is, I want you to be strong. I want you to be courageous. I want you to be able to face danger and move right on through it. Don't even give it a second look. Just move. Hallelujah. Just know that I'm with you. You know, these are comforting words. You know, we don't know what's out there. Joshua had only been there one time before when they were in the wilderness, and Moses sent them in, and Joshua and his friend, they went in and they spied out the land. But now he was going to possess the land. All right? God said, I want you to be strong and courageous. You can't walk with God if you're afraid. You have to have faith in him, and you have to trust God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways, you've got to acknowledge God, and God will direct your path. All right? Come on.
Be strong and very courageous.
Oh, God. God keeps telling him, be strong. Come on. Be strong and very courageous. Because, you know, it's going to change. Hallelujah. And people hate change. We don't like change. We like to keep the normal, what we got. You know, I can live with this because I've been doing it a long time, but it's okay. But God said, no, I want you to be strong and courageous because I'm going to take you somewhere. I'm going to do some things with you that you haven't been used to. Hallelujah. Okay, come on.
Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go.
Don't try to fix things. You just follow the law of God that Moses taught you. Don't try to, you know, compromise for anybody. Now, if you do this, you will make your way successful. You're looking for success? Follow God. Obey God. When you begin to obey when things don't look right, when it doesn't seem right to you, when it doesn't fit your norm, you know, God's going to give us a brand new norm because the old one is gone. You know, you're walking in the wilderness is going to cease today. You're going over to give the people the land that God had given to them years ago. All right, we're going over, but I don't want you going over looking down, looking behind you, driving, looking through your rear view mirror. You've got to keep your eyes ahead and just know that I'm there for you. All right?
Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
Now, this is the thing that really has gotten to me. You know, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, I want you to get in the book, stay in it day and night. I want you to meditate in it. You know, go back, read it over and over again. Because, you know, it's possible you might have missed something. But if you go over and over again, God will refresh it in your memory. And he really set me on fire this week because he said, I want you to get into it, and I want you to stay there. I don't want you to be distracted by anything or anybody, and give me your wholehearted attention. And when you do, God will speak to you. God will do some things. So he'll take you places that you've never been before. All right, come on.
Then will you be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous.
Come on. Yes.
Do not
moan. Be courageous. Yes, I'm God. I'll do what I promise. All right.
Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Oh, God. Isn't that a promise? Isn't that something? But I'm wondering, how many of us really believe this? You know, they had walked in the wilderness and things that happened, and they got used to this. But God said, no, now this is over. Your walk in the wilderness is over. You're wandering. You are going to the place that I had in mind for you when I brought you out of Egypt, and that was to go to the promised land. We used to, you know, sing a song. I think it was I'm Bound for the Promised Land. And it said, you know, on Jordan's stormy banks I stood and cast a wishful eye Yes, to Jordan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. But listen, you can't get over just looking. Casting a wishful eye is not going to get you over there. God is on the other side. He said, if you want what I got, you've got to come where I am. Now, come on, let's get ready to move. Don't let, you know, your looking in the rearview mirror. Now, I know my way through the wilderness, but now, hey, we're getting ready to change. Things are going to get different now. The normal won't make it anymore. God is going to give us a new norm. All right. God said, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Now, Joshua got up from there, and he gave the officials go down through the crowd, and you let them know, in 3 days, we're going to come over here. Now, what I was thinking there now, they were going across the Jordan. They were going to the other side. And I'm thinking now, are they going to make some rafts, or are they going to try to get some boats, or how are they going to get over? Jordan River was the dividing line. Now, here they are on the other side. But God said, I'm going with you. You didn't tell them what to do. But God continued to give him instruction and tell him, now, you go and tell the people that we're going over. Get ready. In 3 days, we're going over. Still didn't have a clue how they were going to do it. But, you know, you can trust God when evidence proves contrary.
Right.
You can believe God, and whatever he says, it's going to be all right. You got 3 days to make up your mind. You want to go or you want to stay over on this side. God is not going to come back over here and bring you over on eagle's wing, but he's going to get you over there if you trust him. Standing there wishing I could get over is not going to do the job. You'll have to follow the leading of the Lord. So Joshua finally told the people, okay, you meet me down to the Jordan bank, and we're going to stand there. We're going to wait on God. And the Lord told Joshua, now you get the men that are carrying the ark. Get them together, and you all go down and tell the people, follow the ark. You know, sometimes we don't like to follow leadership. We like to do it on our own. See, because we used to do it this way on this side. You say, but you're going to the other side. You've got some new things that you've got to comply to when you get on the other side. So Joshua told the people, okay, get together, follow the ark. You follow the ark of God because this is where the presence of God is. So they went down, they got there. And when they got there, the Jordan was overflowing. Now, you don't want to try to cross a river. They tell you all the time, the emergency, when the flood warnings come up, you stay on the side that you're on. Don't try to cross a river when it's overflowing. It's dangerous. But here they had no boat. They had no automobiles. They had nothing. They were on foot. And they were to follow the men that was carrying the ark. And so they got there, and the Lord said, tell the brothers that's carrying the ark, step in the Jordan. Now, hey, that takes a lot of nerve. He just got through telling you, be strong and courageous when you're facing difficulty, when you're looking at impossible situations. You be strong. Don't give in to your feelings. Don't give in to what somebody is saying to you that will try to get you to change and go back. You might as well go back to the wilderness because you can't make it over Jordan. She is out of his banks already. But the Lord said, tell those men that are carrying the ark, the priests, tell them to step in the water. Don't be afraid. Don't let the waters flowing down and rushing down like flood water. Don't let that disturb you. You just go and stick your foot in the river, in the Jordan. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of courage to do that. But see, when you're obeying God, you make God responsible. because he told you to trust him with all of your heart. So they went down, they stepped in the Jordan River, and the waters began to move back. And the water was down on the other side. They kept going, praise God. And they went through, every one of them went through on dry ground. Now, it wasn't like it when they come out of Egypt. And you know, praise God, when they came out of Egypt, the Lord told Moses, stretch out your rod. And the sea opened up for them. But here, this was a different situation. The Lord said, hey, I'm going to be with you like I was with Moses. So I'll tell you what to do, and I'll make it happen, just like I made it happen for Moses. So they went through on dry ground because they obeyed God. I want you to know that your success will be obeying God. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how impossible it seemed to be. I don't care what the old norm was. God's going to give you a new normal, and we're going to do it a different way over here. The Lord said now to me, we've been in the wilderness. We've been floundering around, wandering in the wilderness. Now I want you to get down to business. I sent you to Springfield to take territory. You can't take it standing up looking for it on the other side. I'm in Kansas City where I'm living, and God said, I want you in Springfield. So I had to drive that 180 miles to get here and face whatever was facing me here. Praise God. And I thought of many a day. I said, I'd like to go back where I came from. Hey, praise God. But I didn't. I stayed. I went through the difficulty. I learned a new normal here. This was different. Springfield is different from Kansas City, where I came from. So I'm trusting God now. God got them over the river. They passed through. Not one of them got drowned. God gave them further instructions. Now, see, when you get over there, things are different. They were there for about a week, and then the manna stopped. God said, I'm not going to give you no more manna. The manna was for the wilderness. Over here, you'll have to eat the old corn. You'll have to live on the land over here. See, it's different. And the thing that gets us is we don't want to do something different. We're familiar with the old. We enjoy the familiarity of what we used to do. But that's not the case anymore. We've crossed Jordan, and we've got a responsibility, and your responsibility is to take the land. You didn't come over here to play ball. You didn't come over here just to have your way and flounder around. You came to take the land. And guess what? The land was possessed by other people. God knew that, but they had to go and see, when God gives you a possession, I don't care who's in there. They have to get out. When you go in, God said, every place you put the sole of your foot with God is yours. But they had people over there that were living in their part in their houses. They were over there possessing their land. God said, now you go in it, you take it away from them. They don't want to give it up easy, but go ahead, you can do it. I'm with you. I'll be with you 100% of the time. I'll do whatever is necessary because you moved over. Some things happened. And a little further down the line, they went to spy out the land of praise God, the big city, that was the big problem, Jericho. The walls were impenetrable. Hallelujah. And you have to do it with God's experience. You have to do it God's way. You can't expect things to get out to battering rams. They had no battering rams. They couldn't dig their way through. They didn't have any ladders to climb up over the walls. No, that was not the plan. God said, I'll give you the plan that you need when you get there. When they got to Jericho, praise God, they marched around the wall. 7 days doing it God's way. Impossible. How many of you know God does impossible things? God takes ordinary people and he does extraordinary things with them. They marched around the walls 7 days and stopped, went back home. 7th day, God said, you march around 7 times. And when you do, blow the ram horns. Hallelujah. And when they marched around 7 times that day, and they blew the ram horns. Hallelujah. God created an earthquake, whatever, and the walls came down flat. The walls, the stones didn't fall on any of the Israelites. They came down flat. God gave them the Jericho, the largest city. This was the by far the most acceptable thing here. They were going to get the largest city. Hallelujah. They were going to get the big problem first. But it's okay. Whenever it's first or last, God wants his people to trust him with all their heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And just know that God is going to see you through it. So they took Jericho. Hallelujah. That was beautiful. But it was God's way. Hallelujah. Now, anytime you do what God says you do, that God commanded you to do, your job is to be obedient. And when you do, God will bless you. God will do what he promised to do. He convinced, hallelujah, the leader, he convinced Joshua that I am going to open the door, you go in, and you dislodge these people. It's kind of like somebody living in on your property and they're not paying any rent. Praise God. God said, that's yours. Now, you can leave them there if you want to, but that's your property. So you've got to get them out. You've got to just, praise God, get them out. You've got to slay these people. Praise God. Get them out of your houses. These houses belong to you. God said, I'll give you houses that you didn't build. Hallelujah. I'll give you vineyards that you didn't plant. It was all there, but somebody else was in charge of it. Now, God said, I want you to take charge of the land. It's yours. I promised it to my friend Abraham, and now you can go in and do it. I want you to make a long. I want to make a long story short here. In order to possess the blessings that God have for you, you have to follow him. You can't get it wandering through the wilderness. You've got to come over, whatever it takes to cross over. You've got to do it and just know that God is going to see you through. Seems like this is the hardest thing for us to understand. I think this pandemic has been good for me, if nobody else. Hallelujah. I'm learning to, you know, praise God, to trust God with all my heart. I'm learning to let God make some new normals for me, because I'm not able to do, figure out which way I'm going, how I'm going to do this. I get up, okay, God, I'm yours. What do you want me to do today? You know, before this, I had my own way planned out. I know, get up today, I'm going here, yon, and there. Now, hallelujah, I've got to sit down and wait and ask God and then get permission to do whatever I'm doing. That's okay. That's okay. God wants us to learn to trust him with all of our heart. He said, I'll be with you, and this will make your way prosperous. You make your way prosperous. I'll do what I promise to do if you promise to obey. Trust me with all your heart. try me and see. Hallelujah. God wants the church. I don't believe that things are going to be what we call normal anymore. Yeah, we're going to follow the guidelines and all that, praise God. But you know what? God has something great in store for us. See, the miracles are on the other side. You have to get where God places you. You have to just understand, I am where God is. I don't care how hard it is. God is still there. He's still with me. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Yeah, there were some rough people there in the land. They were mighty. Some of them were giants, praise God. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what is where. If we follow God, that's all that's necessary. God will take care of whatever the situation is. That's his job. Miracles will be done if we do it God's way. It's kind of like the disciples that were going with Jesus. They were fishing, praise God. And Jesus said, have you caught any fish? Said, no, we haven't caught none. Said, put your net on the other side. Sometimes we're fishing on the wrong side. Sometimes we're doing things, you know, because it's normal. This is the way we used to do it. God said, hey, this is not the case anymore. Even when we get back to church, we don't know what God has in store. We don't know that God may have something totally different, praise God, than we've ever done it. But you know what? Then we're going to get results. We only get results when we're following God. You only get results when you get in the Word and you meditate in it day and night. Hallelujah. So don't get so set in your way that God can't change you, because he said, I got something different. Listen, I want you to know that miracles, I feel it in my bones. I feel God is going to do something special for us if we will follow him. Come on out of the wilderness. Let's cross over. Let's get ready to do something, praise God, that we've never done before, so you can receive things that you've never had before. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God is doing great and mighty things, and I'm still learning through the book of Joshua great things that God is going to do for us. So what I'm saying to you is, don't get stuck in the norm that you're in and say, okay, now I don't know what, we'll probably never get back. That's good. We probably never will get back to the norm where we were, because we're leaving the wilderness. We're crossing the Jordan. We're going to be doing some different things, better things, bigger things. Hallelujah. God bless you. The Lord smile on you. I hope that you have gained something this morning from the book of Joshua.
Praise God, Bishop. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, Saints and Bishop, what a powerful word this morning, sir. I don't know how many times I've heard the story of Joshua and the children of Israel crossing over and all of that. Probably most of us on this line have heard the story before, read it before, but my God, today, if I didn't hear things I'd never heard before, I was taking notes here, sir, and just, Lord have mercy, just some of the things that were just jumping off to me. And I'm going to go back and listen again, because I tell you, there was, the revelation was just pouring this morning. If you want what I've got, the Lord says, if you want what I've got, you've got to come where I am. Oh, my goodness. And he sends his word today to say our wandering is over, that our new normal starts today. Lord have mercy. That's just powerful, sir. That's just powerful. I had never seen that when Moses came to the Red Sea, that the Red Sea opened first and then the people went over. But when they got to the Jordan, they had to step their foot in it before anything happened. Lord, have mercy. My God. I'm not going to re-preach it, but I'm just telling you a couple of the things that jumped off to me that were highlighted. My God, he's doing things differently. He's doing things differently, and we're up for a new normal. I'm glad that things are not going back to the way it was. I'm glad about it. I know God has bigger and better things for us, and I just so appreciate that word today. Bishop, as we close our time together this morning, if you would just pray for the people. I know that they've been challenged. I've been challenged by this word. And if you would just pray for us, seal this word, and that the Lord would help us to walk it out. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today. You are the same yesterday and today. I thank you, God, for what you have prepared for us. I thank you, God. I pray that you'd help us to claim what you have offered to us, what you have given to us. I pray. I know this problem, this virus has made things difficult for many people, God, taking lives. But I praise you, God, because miracles are going to happen. God, this is over. Hallelujah. Coronavirus is on its way out. Praise God. Not coming back again. Hallelujah. And we're going to receive miracles, God, that we've never dreamed of. I thank you, Lord. We're getting ready to do something. We're getting ready to take territory. We're getting ready to see blinded eyes open, sick bodies healed, God. And I thank you for it because you're getting us ready to do what we couldn't do before. So we give you praise and glory, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Bishop, for that word. All I got to say is y'all better plan to move. Y'all better plan to move. Praise God. I'm going to open the lines and let y'all thank Bishop and give God praise for this word today as we close out the name
thank
of
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, my Bishop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my
Bishop.
Love
you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.